Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
From the beginning of time, man has asked, you know, what do women want? Philosophers have pondered that question.
So in depth.
It's so in depth. And guess what? In season one, we answered that for you. What do women want, Tracy?
Well, let's see. We want you to tell us that we're pretty. Mm-hmm. And we want you to feed us food.
Oh, my God.
Pizza and tacos, please.
Will you look at that?
Two things.
So now.
Maybe pick up a vacuum once every 2 months, but that's it.
Oh, here we go. Three things. What else?
That's all. That's all. I'll be happy with tell me I'm pretty and feed me. I'm good.
Now we want to know, it's season two, what do men want?
That we don't fucking know.
We don't know. We
think we know. Girls think they know what they want, but
first,
they don't.
At first, Tracy and I, the way we plan our episodes, we get together, we take notes, and you know, at first we had these pages of what men want, and we realized...
No fucking notes. We have no fucking notes.
We're like, we gotta scratch it. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Let's hear from the men. So we have an awesome episode for you today. We are gonna take calls from our male listeners. We have a survey that we're gonna go through.
And we have a bomb fucking guy guest coming.
Yes.
You guys are half coming, Tracy.
Eric D'Alessandro! He is Staten Island's own.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedian. He is on Instagram. Pause this tape right now. Pause
the recording. Stop what you're doing and go follow him.
Because he's not just hilarious. He's super cute.
Oh, yeah. He's adorable.
He's adorable.
He's friends with Corey. Is that weird? I had no idea when I was like a fan who used to listen randomly when he had like 15,000 followers. It was like his beginning. And I was like, oh my God, this kid I listened to is so funny. And Corey had no idea I was listening to him. And the kid had no idea. It was so random.
Staten Island people are like, it's like incestual. Close. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, his Instagram is ericdalessandro. Eric D'Alessandro.
Check him out.
It's important. You have to send all of his videos to your friends because there's not one video you will not relate to.
Yes.
He's the most relatable human ever.
So we're going to have him on a little later in the show. But yeah, so, you know, I said to Tracy, like, what is a way to reach the masses? So we went straight Steve Harvey style and we put out a survey. We surveyed all the male listeners and we had all of our female listeners send their boyfriends, their husbands over.
It was so funny because people are like, my girlfriend's making me do this. I was like, the same girlfriend who made you watch Jerseylicious.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Dave Chappelle once said that men only want four simple things. Mm-hmm. Suck his dick, play with his balls, fix him a sandwich, and don't talk so much.
Sounds accurate as fuck. That, when you asked me what men want, those were like the things that came first to my brain, but I didn't want to be like sexist and be like, that's all men want. But Dave Chappelle said it, so I'm going with it.
Yeah. So are men really that simple? So we surveyed the audience, Steve Harvey style. I have not shown Tracy these answers, okay?
Is this what you're handing me?
Yeah.
This
to the survey. How many pages do you have there?
I want to say 17. Okay, I'm gonna skim through it.
I want you to.
But on the first page alone, I see.
What do you notice? First of all,
one word answers.
Okay, so
you don't have much to say.
What I surveyed, and the survey said, one simple question: what do men want?
Guys, there's three pages of just one word answers. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna read you just the first page. Sex. Head, morning sex, blowjobs, pussy, don't talk so much.
Oh,
a sandwich.
My God.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
I want you guys to know this is not
made up. I have 17 pages of this. We're gonna take pictures of it.
Keep going.
It's highlighted. Oh, you want me to? Oh, you want more?
Yep.
Sex and food. Wake me up in the morning to head. Hold on. Oh, we have one human in the world. The right person. Wow, I'm shocked.
The right person. Yeah,
and then after that, sex. In caps all the time. Other sex, sex, sex. Don't be so crazy. Give me sex. Blowjobs and beer.
Blowjobs and
a
beer.
A gaping wet hole to slap my pork sword into. Sex. When I tell you I cannot make this shit.
Stop.
Who says pork sword? Me and Jessica would never have said something like this is fucking insane.
Pork sword.
A clean house, sex, sex, dinner, morning sex, sex, and dinner. Oh, okay. So you want food and sex. Got it. I wasn't getting that from this. Money. Men want to sleep peacefully alongside their significant other and not have to worry about her hair ending up in his butt crack when they wake up. That's what men want. You guys, you are fucking deep. Let me tell you.
I can't. This can't be me.
I want all the power. Okay. Some guy goes, I want all the sex. Okay. A girl that will laugh with you and is able to hold her liquor. I mean, good point, man.
I like that one.
I like the hold her liquor thing. They don't know what they want. Some guy so eloquently posts blowies. What a Tracy. Fucking hero. What a goddamn superhero right there. Or not, doesn't even have blowjob in him. He just wants blowies.
And by the way, this is, we surveyed over 100 people here. Oh,
this is all, like, I'm going through pages.
Keep going.
Loyalty and blowjobs. Well, hand in hand. I mean, sex, true. Loyalty, food, sex, morning head. Again, you guys love the morning head. Don't know what it is.
I should probably get on that, huh? I don't really want to wake up in the morning.
Alone time, blowjob, sandwiches, food.
Alone time.
Alone time.
What do men want? Alone time. Yeah.
For our wife to leave the house and give us me time. In quotes, me.
Oh, my
quotes.
God.
Loyalty, sex, food, peace, and quiet. Don't talk so much. Blowjobs while playing video games. Blowjobs while playing video games. So not only you want to be a fucking 30-year-old something tool who doesn't leave the house, but you want me to blow you at the same time that you're going back in time in centuries worth of knowledge and education. You want to just go back in time. And on top of it, blowies. Cool.
I cannot think of anything on. More boring.
Sex and silence. That one's my favorite. Sex, you guys are topping them. Silence. You guys are fucking topping them. It's amazing. This is the most amazing
let
thing
see,
I've ever
let
read.
Me see.
Take
pass
it. I'm
out.
Done. Here, one fell on the floor. I'm done with it. I can't. I feel like I just read into the simple minds of like Neanderthals.
This one, I mean, this one is so...
you found one
we
that's
want
not
loyalty?
Sex, love, and money?
No, it is. I mean, this is so... I mean, you would think like somebody wrote this 40 years ago. We want loyalty, a clean home, a hot meal on the table when we come home from work, a BJ a
yes,
day.
Honey.
A BJ a day.
A BJ a day keeps the hose away.
And respect. That's pretty much about it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. So I'm supposed to clean for you, cook for you, cut your food, feed you, blow you at the same time. Blowjob a day keeps
and respect you for doing shit.
Oh, and then respect you for maybe working a 9-to-5 while I take care of all your kids that you inseminated me with.
You want a fucking cookie
Got it. I'm writing it all down.
All right.
Sex and food. That's what you're going to find. Sex, food, morning head.
How about this one? Don't be too crazy. Some crazy is good.
Oh, you like a little bit of psycho. But as long as she's blowing you. Hold on. What does it say?
Wait. No, then it says BJ and beer. Often.
Yeah, often.
They can't even write a full sentence.
No, these are not full sentences. These are words thrown together. BJ and beer often.
All I want is to be able to make money for my family without my girl calling me every 20 minutes asking what I'm doing, who I'm with, why am I having fun. All I'm doing is working. It's like I'm doing something wrong. No, I'm making money for our 3 kids, 2 cats, dog, hamster, a freaking chicken, and my wife wants to spend money on delivery food and Amazon.
Okay. I'm currently popping 17 Xanax after that. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, can I tell you something serious, though?
But you're right.
I'm honestly surprised anal isn't on there.
I am surprised.
I'm honestly surprised because sex, okay, yeah, I get it. But, like, a lot of guys didn't put anal. I'm pretty shocked.
We want a little more attention from our wives. Not much, but just a little.
Okay. Goodbye. Fucking just a little. I just want a little attention
like,
from
they
my
don't,
wife.
If they don't even know what the fuck they want. They're like, we want a crazy girl, but not too crazy. Attention, but not too much attention. We want fish tacos,
but blow me.
But not too much fish.
Like, fish tacos, but then I want a cold beer while you blow me. Goodbye.
All right. This one's interesting. Girls who are confident in their body and relationships, calling yourself fat and jealous are a turnoff. We've talked
about
that before.
Okay, I like him. He needs a standing ovation.
Okay. It's a little better. Maybe not a standing O, but just a clap.
I mean, some type of O, because he's the only one getting an O. So,
I mean, I've said this to my friends before to stop, like, talking down about yourself to your guys.
It's not attractive. Like,
confidence,
oh my God,
do I
look fat in this? Do I look fat in this? No, stop being so needy and needing him to be like, no, baby, you look beautiful. Because inside he's thinking like, yeah, you kind of do look fat in that, but I know I'm going to lose if I tell you that. So no, you look great. But he's also thinking, why don't you know that you look good in that? Like,
right. Just tell us what you want for dinner. Simple question, simple answer.
No, No.
It's not simple.
First of all, guys, stop doing that. All you want to do is tell her, like, I made reservations. Like, make it like you went out of your way to, like, make this beautiful night for her. Yes. And then she will be, like, oh, so swept up that she'll be like, I don't even care what we're eating. I'm just happy he put this together.
I also feel like my husband and I, like, sometimes argue about food because he knows what I fucking want.
I maybe don't ever
he's
want
not
Chinese.
In the mood for it. So, like, he's like, oh, you're being difficult. But no, you just don't want to get what I want. And you know we're going to end up with what I want anyway. Mm. So let's just get it. How about this, Trey? A nice home-cooked meal instead of takeout or dine-in restaurants all the time.
Well, yeah, but also the guy ends up paying for that a lot. So he's like, yo, I'm drained.
But I think men have their, like, their mothers cooked for them.
Yeah.
And I know we always say, like, don't treat your significant other like your
mom.
Like a mom. But at the same time, like, that a good home-cooked meal does give you that warm,
once in a while,
fuzzy feeling. And I do feel like maybe our generation is bad at that.
I think we're so fast to be like, let's go out to dinner because it's fabulous and we want something to post, and the second you're there, you're taking pictures of your meal and you're posting it. Like, you're not, it's not even about you and him going out. It's more about, like, oh my god, my husband took me out, and then I have to post my meal and my picture of my meal. And more like, I post a picture of my wine when I go out with my friends just to prove, like, hi, I'm not a loser, I do have friends. But like, when my husband takes me out to dinner, like, I'm not like, oh, I have to post this to show that, like, you took me out to dinner,
right? I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think definitely the Instagram, social media age.
It's totally ruined everyone.
Yeah,
honestly.
It really has, because there are some things that are nice. And I think, you know, a woman enjoys a good home cooked meal. I think that is something that is worth talking about, you know. And what we were talking about before, because I'm reading the last one. Men think about sex 200 times a day. Do you want an honest answer or fabricated answer? So, you know what? There are things. All right, let's talk about sex for a second.
Okay.
Okay?
Growing
men
up,
want sex.
I legitimately, because all my guy friends told me this growing up, even in like middle school, Adidas stood for all day I dream about sex. I was told that by every single guy. When Adidas was popular, those white shoes with the three stripes, you know, those low tops, you
yes.
know what I'm talking about? Everyone wore them. I'd be like, what does Adidas stand for? I don't even know what it stands for. And it's all day I dream about sports. Nope. I was told for
sex.
Years it was all day I dream about sex, and I didn't know any better. And I was like, damn, that's so messed up. Like, all day you dream. Like, I've been scarred since middle school.
I mean, I think there are ways to give men, without having to actually put out every day, to give men that fantasy, which is like, send them a sext once in a while.
Oh, sexting is mandatory. I think it should be like, oh, like every other day.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to be in the mood for it, like, you know, have an arsenal of butt pics that you can send him to shut him up. Right, Trey?
Oh, shut up. I knew you were going to call me out. I just take them. Sometimes I'll just take them just because I'm in the shower and it looks good at that time. And then when he asks for them, I'll send them.
I mean, it's fucking genius because
I don't
half
have to
the time women are, we got shit to do. We work, by the way,
not
we
only
have
that,
jobs.
It's
do you
prep.
Have you guys know that?
Yeah,
we
have
jobs.
Some of us actually
some
work.
Some of us
okay.
work.
also, yeah. Also, they're like, oh, we'll just go in the bathroom. We're like, we're not always prepared. Like,
yeah.
We need those on deck.
Yes. So like, yeah, it's not like, oh, send me a nude. Okay, let me just
first of all, and send me a nude is not like, with your face. I'll never do that ever. I'll never send a photo with my face out. It's not happening.
Good. You're smart cookie.
Thanks.
So, you know, like, that's a good thing you can do. I mean, there's ways to create this, there's way to keep things sexy
yeah.
without having sex. It doesn't always equal the two things.
I mean,
if that makes any sense.
They're never going to turn sex down. So, you know that.
That
so,
is true.
If you're not into it, you got to come up with something else. And that's yeah. when blowjobs come into play. Also, like, it doesn't have to, more than likely, I'm going to say, if you don't want to be having sex and you want to just put out, like, I don't know, tops a 15-minute blowjob, just put your all into it and you're done. You don't have to have sex, because more than likely, they don't even want to. They just want the blowjob.
I want to see if men are really this simple. I have someone calling in that he's known for being a player. He's known for going through his fair share of women. And when he settled down, I want to know why this girl, what it was, what made her different, and what he wanted that he was like, that he finally saw. Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, what's up?
I actually know Ray from the college days, and I thought he'd be a great first caller to call in, because Ray is the typical, I don't want to say stereotypical, but kind of, are you? Like,
A little bit.
Like, can we count the women you've slept with on? Not definitely. We need
on a top 100 list.
Yeah, I was gonna say we need like bodies. Like,
no,
I mean,
it's not in the hundreds. Jeez.
No,
really?
Wow, I'm impressed. I a lot of guys that. I know they are in the hundreds. So I'm
asking. Hundreds plural, no.
But like, you know, you've been around the block, and yes. I just feel like I feel like you know, now you're married, you have a wife,
whoa,
you've got a brand
locked them down,
brand new baby. I want to know how the fuck you got locked down. Like,
yeah, we want to know
what
took.
Do men want? Like, what was it that this one woman like? What you know what I mean? Like, that's what we're trying to solve here.
Okay, so I know that's obviously a very important question for the ladies out there. But so it was weird. So like something happened. Like, you know, I had a really good run in my 20s, and it was just so easy to sleep with women. So I was like, you know, why am I gonna change this? It's
that's
fun.
The problem.
That's the problem. Exactly.
It's so easy and to I never sleep went with bald. Women.
I never went bald, so it never got hard.
Wow.
So,
and if you were to go bald, wouldn't you just shave it off? That is an argument I have all the
Ray,
time.
Yeah, we hate the men that like
are
leave,
holding
like
on.
Strands.
They're holding on to
like
their receding hairline. No, they're combing it back, but it's so far back that it's like it's almost half a head.
I always wanted to do the bangs where, you know, you wear it forward when that big bald
spot. Oh, I can't. Oh, my God. I'm always like, just shave it. Just fucking shave it.
Yeah, shave it all off. We'd rather you go like
the
rock.
We want the bald. Yeah, the rock. We want the rock before the Trump.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's never going to happen to me, so it won't matter. I'm going to have hair until I'm
doesn't
like,
matter because you got the wife, you got the baby. At this point, anything can
wife,
happen.
Wife, baby, and hair. You are living the dream,
yeah.
My friend.
Oh, man. Nothing to
the
complain
fucking
about.
Fucking trifecta.
Every day. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so like 30 came and I was saying to myself, you know, I do want to start a family. It's time to kind of settle down. So I was like, well, what do I look for? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a piece of shit. And the thing I looked for most was
tits.
Like, which one of these girls has the least chance of getting really fat?
Oh, oh my God.
And, oh, welcome your wife. There she hot piece of ass. He wanted the trophy wife. So it's
I'm sweating.
No,
I'm sweating.
This is exactly how men think. He wanted the trophy wife. He was like, which one is not going to get fat? Which one's going to be hot for a real long time? Which one am I going to be sexually attracted
honest.
To? Like, this is what guys
it's
think.
True.
So I'm not hating you guys. We do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I'm just going to be honest. And like, when I met her, she was super, super thin. And I was like, you know what? She's never going to be fat. This is a fucking win right here.
That was your like game changer.
Wow.
Oh, God. That was well, she was really pretty too, don't get me wrong. It wasn't just that. She, you know, she has a lot of great qualities, but like the thing that sold me into full on hyper, like, let's date, let me take her out to dinner, let me show her I could make money, that type of shit. That was super thin, never gonna be fat.
Oh,
she's I mean, you've seen pictures of her, she was pregnant 4 months ago. She still weighs 100 pounds. It's
I
crazy.
I know. I that was bullshit.
She's just like a little person.
Oh, she's a peanut. She's just a little human.
She's adorable.
Yep. Never going to be fat, ever.
There
I
has
eat
to
her
be...
ice cream at night by the fucking boatload, and she never gains a pound.
Does she eat?
Yeah, she eats, like, she doesn't eat big portions, but she eats like a real degenerate. Like, you know, like candy in the morning, ice cream at night, that's constant.
Wow, good for her.
And that was it. So you guys really are, you guys really are that shallow.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
So I don't know if... You think you know how bad men are in the brain? Whatever you think, it's times 100 worse.
Wow.
It's all the time. It's nonstop. We are pieces of shit. And I think most people privately will admit that. There's a thing inside us that is it's sex, and it's all the time. And like when you see a woman, it's true. You undress her 100% of the time, even if she's like old and crusty and, you know, she's still wearing like a cleavage titty shirt. You look at the titties. You just can't help yourself. It's
old
like I'm going to be honest with you. I wish it wasn't like that. Like, I don't want to look at every woman and want to fuck her, but I do. It's just something you can't, there's no switch. You can't really turn that off. You could turn off the acting on things, but the wanting and looking, it's fucking impossible.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well,
it's all good.
We asked for this.
We
did this to ourselves. It's fine.
I know tons of people too. Like the massage parlors, the strip clubs. I mean, there's a reason why those things are such a booming business.
Yeah. Okay. So how booming are these businesses? Is this like a normal thing? Do you have guys who still do that?
Yes.
What? How do you feel about guys that like pay to get jerked off?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't see a problem. I mean, I don't do it, but like, what's the big deal? So you don't want a 7-year-old Asian woman jerking you off? I mean, it's you blow your load and you walk out. It's great. Why is that a, why is that a bad thing? Well, here, look. Let me preface this by saying there's a lot of people who are married, right, and who get literally nothing from their wives, and you know, for whatever various reasons, but they just need some kind of release, and this is what they do. And you know, these 7-year-old Asian women, they charge you like $40 or $50, whatever it is.
So those poor guys who are getting nothing, I get it. But the guys who are getting something and are still going to these places, they're probably sex addicts, correct?
Probably. I don't think you're gonna find too many people doing that who are getting, you know, who are getting sex or blowjobs regularly. I think that's gonna be a minority.
Right. Wait, sorry. I know we're so off topic, but could you get off from an 80-year-old Asian lady?
Could I personally?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to answer that?
Oh my God, it's yes. The answer is yes.
Honestly, if you closed my eyes and just said someone's gonna give you a hand job, in my head I could picture Jessica Biel and it'd be fine.
Oh my God. I'm traumatized for all of your lives. I don't even know how you guys get through the day. I really don't.
Well,
okay.
You've said it all.
Well, I've learned a lot.
We're ending the show now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not making any other episodes.
Wow. This is our finale episode instantly.
Yeah. The Armageddon of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. You are the Ben Affleck of our episode. It's happening.
Well, you know, we really appreciate the honesty because we are trying to, I don't know.
We're trying to figure it out because we think we know, but we don't know anything apparently. Because like you said, whatever we thought we knew about
we're
guys
wrong.
And how bad they were, they're 100 times worse.
Yeah.
It's 100. Like literally that's as accurate of a depiction as you're going to get. Whatever you think it is, it's 100 times worse. And because you don't have that, you know, that inside knowledge, you're just never going to understand.
So right. Let me ask you, how can a woman take this knowledge and use it to her advantage?
Yeah. Like what can we do to beat the system?
You know what I mean? Like, how can I take this and be like, and do something proactive with it to land?
Like, what do we have to do? It's just literally 24/7 blowjobs, right? That's what you're asking
for.
Okay.
Honestly, if I had the real, answer, I would fucking be a millionaire writing a book. But I will tell you that, you know, from my perspective, the biggest thing I could tell you, you know, I know a lot of married guys, and it's cliche to say blowjobs all the time, but just keep your guys satisfied. I mean, if you don't want them staring off into the sunset or you know, going to a massage parlor, just keep them satisfied. I mean, we're such simple beasts. And if you do that, you're never going to be able to eliminate the chances, but you could drop them pretty low. It's best you hope for.
Wow. Ray, you know what I do? Like if my husband goes out, like if he's like going to go to Hoboken for the night, like I'll make sure to blow him or something.
Smartest thing. Honestly, the best thing you could ever do. Every business trip I have, right before I get on the plane, I get a blowjob. And it's just like,
wow.
Feel great.
Like, yeah, I don't like say it to him. Like I don't make it known like, oh, this has to happen. Like because he's dumb. So I just, you know, I'm like, oh, like I just pretend.
Don't worry.
Like,
our husbands don't listen or support us. So they'll never hear any of this. So it's fine.
Yeah, like I just pretend like I'm in the mood. But in reality, I have an objective, which is to make him as least
horny as he can be. Yeah. Sending him out into prowl of Hoboken.
Sending him into
horse.
The wilderness.
The Hoboken whores.
Yeah. You know, my wife straight out tells me, she's like, look, I don't want you looking at other girls. I'm going to blow you. I'm like, hey. I can live with that. I can fuck with that every day.
Yeah, but are you? But you? But she knows that you. It's like something you can't help, right? I mean, you can look, but not touch.
Yeah, but like
that's
the thing. Like, I don't mind. Like, if you're looking, you know, who's that hurting? But at the same, when you're like acting on it, I think that's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, she knows that the looking's never gonna end. But it's just all to not act, and it just makes her feel safer. I mean, I'm probably not going to do anything anyway, but it whatever makes her feel better, and it makes me feel a lot better, so it's a win-win.
Oh, I bet you're benefiting. I bet.
Oh, huge benefit. Huge
I bet.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure. It's a treat talking to you.
What a fucking apple turnover treat this was.
Yeah,
holy
guys,
shit.
Have me on again, no problem.
We're
going to.
We're putting you in our filing cabinet.
Yeah, we're putting you in the cabinet.
For sure.
Sweet. The Rolodex.
Yeah, you're going in the black book.
Thanks, Ray. We appreciate the honesty. Okay, guys, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk to Eric. So stay tuned and support our sponsors. Listen to our sponsors. They are the reason that we can make these shows.
And especially these sponsors, because you guys are really going to like these ones.
All right, guys. Warm alcohol is, I think, the downfall and a negative in life, and I think it should never happen. That's why there are all these new coolers to keep your things cold. And the best thing that I've seen so far is Brewmate, and it's basically to keep your beer the coldest ice cold beer you could have all day long. Insulated drinkware designed to keep your favorite beverages good all day, no matter where you are. Whatever you like is beer, wine, spirits, whatever it is, it's always at the perfect temperature. And I think that'll put anyone in a good mood, honestly.
So first of all, just for the ladies, and this is so, you know, the men, these things keep your beers cold, but they also have ones for your wine.
Yeah.
Literally for the bottle. It holds your wine bottle. So
you
know
Tracy and I got this.
Do you know that? And you could customize your color. She was like, pick a color. And I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be like red, white, or blue. No.
Oh, my God.
It was endless.
I couldn't
endless.
Pick. It was so annoying.
I had like a top three at one point. I was like, oh, my God, who's going to win? Who's going to win? No, I ended up with the marble because I had to have the marble. But
and they have a set. So you get the wine bottle with the wine glasses, and both are made to keep your drink chilled. Which
yeah.
When you're drinking
wine, so not
wine
only when you pour
huge.
It out of the thermos that you're keeping it cool, but they're giving you glasses that are also keeping it cool.
Yes.
So it's not going to go like warm after you've poured it out.
Yes. And
it's
they're,
amazing.
They're in these little cups that you don't have to worry about. No more broken bottles or glass. They make life so much easier. And I hate warm anything. And I'm always the asshole who puts ice cubes in my wine.
Yeah.
That shit's always warm. So this is going to be life changing.
And I'm always the asshole who's spilling their drink or dropping it. And right. These are actually shatterproof.
Yes.
So you can't fuck it up. No party fouls here.
And guys, they're affordable and they make really, really great gifts. Like, this
oh my God,
is
I would love this. Is like a perfect Christmas gift. Like, for me, I want you stuffing my stocking with this.
What?
Why you always got to take it there? Why you got to do that to me? I say one thing and she's like, that sounds sexual, Tracy.
You want me stuffing your stocking?
Oh my God. I think that's going to be the new Christmas slogan for all the ho ho hos out there.
They have even things for your White Claws, your Michelob Ultras, your Red Bulls, your Spike Seltzers. I know all the bitches out there with your Spike Seltzers. Now you can get an insulator for under $25.
Never settle for warm alcohol again. You guys need to check it out. You're going to brewmate.com, add code bad examples. You're getting 15% off your order. Again, that's brewmate.com. 15% off your order. You guys, you can't miss out on this. It's brilliant. It's summer now, so you want to take your alcohol to the beach. You want to bring it to the pool. You don't want it to get disgusting. You want it to last all day. This is what you need. So again, guys, you're going to go to brewmate.com, bad examples, for $15 off your order.
You know what else men want? They want a
good smelling bitch.
A bitch that smells fresh. Fresh and fancy.
He wants a bitch who smells like Beyonce, and not paying $100 for your fragrance is what we like.
Yeah.
So Dossier, they have luxury perfumes from the top competitors in this market, and they're doing it for a fraction of the price, you guys. They have high-end fragrances from the most iconic brands like Chanel, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana. $29 a bottle. That's like crazy to me. I don't even... That's like one third of what you're paying.
And affordable doesn't mean cheap.
No, no.
Not for this brand, okay? Dossier perfume has been carefully crafted.
It's meticulously tested. So honestly, everything is down to the wire. They have every... It's perfection, honestly, that you're wearing. It's
they
perfection for
$29. They smell amazing and they last all day. And unlike other designer brands, they never test on animals. Amazing.
And each package contains a try-on sample. So if you don't like it, you return it for a full no-hassle refund.
It's so easy. Please use our promo code. Try Dossier today, risk-free. 20% off of your already cheap AF order.
Yeah, so you're getting 20% off a $29 order. It's dossier.co/bad examples, and you're going to use the code bad examples at checkout. That's an additional 20% off what's luxury perfume you're getting.
Amazing. If you guys like it, let us know.
Yeah, dossier.co/bad examples. Use code bad examples for 20% off. You're basically robbing the store.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
All right, guys, this is my favorite person to follow on Instagram out of the thousands that I follow. He's the only one I check up on his page like an actual creep. You guys, he will brighten up any day, and right now he's gonna kill it and make you understand why you need to follow him. This is Eric. Eric, welcome to the show, Bad Examples.
Hi, guys.
You know, Eric, we wanted you on because you are honest.
We're like, who's going to tell us to shut the fuck up and make me a sandwich, Eric?
You say it how it is. You don't hold back when it comes to anything. So this episode, we're trying to figure out what men want.
So we're calling you.
Yeah. We're asking you for the answers.
No pressure.
Well, I will try to help. I'm not really a typical man, though.
No, you're like one of the nice ones, which is weird. Liana won. Liana, Team Liana. She won.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good way to start off, that he has a girlfriend.
But he does. And she's got to know, because they've been together for how long now?
5 years.
Okay. Wow. So she knows what she's doing. So maybe we should have her fucking on here, too, so she can tell us, because she's obviously got it worked out. All right. So we want to know, with comedic relief, because last week was so rough, that we were like, we got to just like let loose this week and just, you know, tell us how it is. So, in your mind, first of all, Eric lives in California now, but he grew up on Staten Island. I could never survive where you are.
It's difficult, but I don't talk to anyone. Like I have a girlfriend, so I don't want friends.
Oh, so you hate everyone too?
Yes, very much so.
I hate everyone.
My girlfriend's the greatest. She's she's the one who is very friendly with everyone, and she's the one who has to drag me out and stuff. I just want to stay home and do nothing with her all the time.
Wonderful.
I'm such a boring loser.
Aw, how romantical.
I like that. That's me too. Yeah. I'm a boring
loser. I guess.
Okay, so we took this survey. We had men write in what they want from women. And I have a paper in front of me, and it's sex, head, morning sex, blowjobs, and pussy. Those are the words that I have. They're one words. And I have 17 pages worth of those, and it's all the same. One of them said peace and quiet.
Like, are men really that simple?
Is this all they want?
Is that easy to please you?
Answer is yes. They are that animalistic. Jesus. They are that simple.
Animalistic.
They are that cut and dry. You know, me want meat, me want sex, and that's basically it.
Me want sex. That's awesome.
I spent a lot of time, like, with my sister and my mom.
Oh, so you have, like, you know, family that's close to you that's female. So.
Well, yeah, and like also growing up, I look back now and I like realize I was always around women, and it wasn't even like on purpose. Like I'd be hanging out in the kitchen, and all of a sudden all the guys leave. I'm like, okay, here I am with me, my sister, my aunts, and my mom, like talking about. And I'm looking around like, where the fuck are all the guys? Why am I only the only guy again? So like,
my brother-in-law's like that.
Yeah, I think that impacted me. And I would hang out with my sister and her friends. I would definitely hang out with my brother and my brothers and their friends too. But like, I don't think about sex 20 like men do. Like, you know, like.
So there are breeds out there. There are versions of men out there.
There really are.
Okay, cool. Because right now I'm only hearing one.
Or maybe men have this persona that they feel like they have to be like, oh, sex, sex, sex. But like Eric doesn't feel like he has to, you know, play this role or, you know, he doesn't have to hide behind this like this masculinity. You know, I think it's all kind of bullshit, really, when you come down to it. Because I don't know. I have a husband. We have normal conversations. But based on this survey, like you said, you would think that men are straight animals.
So here's something interesting to that narrative. Guys do that 100%. They will change who they are depending on who they're around. So I won't mention any names here, but I have friends who are very like, I don't know, boring and respectful like me. And then when they get around my other friends who are just savages and want to go to strip clubs all the time, they're like those guys.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't really like strip clubs. I don't really like the stuff that, like, you know, I hate football. I don't drink beer, so I don't fit in with a lot of guy macho shit. So, like,
he's a breed extinct.
I've noticed that, like,
do you watch The Bachelor?
But look, a lot of girls just want that. You know, they don't want, they think they want a nice guy until they get a nice guy. And then they're like,
no, that's like the main thing, I think, is girls are always like, oh my God, I can never find a nice guy. And a nice guy is like outside banging on her door. And she's like, this guy won't leave me the fuck alone. Like, it's
100%
crazy.
100%. I've had girls tell me that I looked too cute and they wanted me to change because they didn't look cute enough.
Also, I think men are better looking in general than women because we have to like wear makeup and stuff to get by. And men are just like, just what I am is what I am.
That is true. But also growing up on Staten Island, when I would leave the house dressed kind of nice and I wasn't wearing, you know, Jordans with sweatpants, they would throw her a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I also feel like I lived there for 8 years. Okay. So I get what you're saying because Staten Island is literally its own country. It's the weirdest thing.
Own planet.
I've never experienced something so weird in my whole life as Staten Island. It's he talks about in his videos. He talks about like everyone adds an S to everything. I've after he's posted that video, I've never been so aware of it, and I do it too. And I've only done it since I lived on Staten Island.
It's a strange thing.
It's awful.
Yep, they go to Targets.
It's like the weirdest thing ever. I don't understand. All right, so you are an exception to the rule. So we're going to like play off on that because we're really happy that we're finding out there's more than one version of man.
What do you want? Do you want security? Do you want a woman that can cook a good meal? Do you want a woman that can make you laugh? What are like the key things here that, I mean, besides the raunchy stuff, what else is,
you know,
you have a guy friend that like they've been the player your whole life, you know, in high school and college. And then all of a sudden they settle down and they're like smitten with a girl. What is it about that girl? Yeah. What do they want from that girl?
What is that girl doing different that the rest of us are not doing? Yeah.
Okay. I have a few different like opinions on that.
Cool.
The first thing is, I remember I was talking to my friend through a breakup, right? He broke up with this girl, and what he was really saying out loud was like, I'm pretty good at I'm like just like emotion and like understanding people. It's one of the gifts I think I have. I'm the worst person at math you could ever imagine, but you know, look at my life and what I'm succeeding in, you could see that I'm obviously different than most people. So I believe I'm in tune with like emotions. And he was telling me like, bro, I'm never gonna find a girl like this again, and like, what did I do? And I'm like, all right, well, let's literally like make a list right now. What about this girl did you love, and what specifically? And all he was doing was naming bland, broad things any girl could do. Like, it wasn't the look in her eyes, it wasn't her smile, it wasn't any, it was just, she's a good girl, she cooks for me.
Please do more accents. This is what I need.
It was all just bland shit that most decent girls in New York, where we come from, would do anyway, because they're just like, that's how we were raised, you know? So like, I was telling him like, dude, you're not in love with her. You're just comfortable and you had a schedule. And now that that's gone, that's what you're afraid of. It's not this girl in particular. Because like, I have so many things specifically to Leanna that I love so much, and I literally waited to find someone like her. Like, our generation now is like, oh, I'm 30, so when you're 20, you could date a girl for 7 years, and then in that 7 years think, I don't know, maybe is she the right one, is she the wrong? But now that I'm 30, we date for a week and we get married.
Yes, you're like, I got no time left here.
No, let's move this forward. That's literally a thing. It like freaks me out. I'm like, wow, like, I have guy friends that have dated really great girls, and now it's like they meet a girl and they've been dating a year, and it's like, oh, we're engaged. And I'm like, is she the one, or are you just tired of the game?
Of looking. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're settling.
One, or are you 30 and did you just get onto the fire department and now you just wanted to make points?
Okay, Eric, what turns guys off the most that they do?
I don't know. Most guys, most guys just can't talk about like my girlfriend loves to talk about what happened at work. I think that like most guys can't listen and actually contribute. So I've learned to just don't give advice, just sit there and listen, because she doesn't really want my advice, because then she gets angry at me if it's not what she came home and was expecting. She just wants me to listen to her and just don't say anything. So I know that I've seen how like other guys just don't, like, they're really just like just kind of dicks, like, true, I don't care, or oh it sucks or whatever, like they're just kind of mean.
I think the most infamous one is, wow, that's crazy.
I always try to listen. I always try to give advice, but sometimes girls don't want advice because they don't really want a solution. Like I did this thing in my act where it's like, if a girl is telling you like, yeah, so I'm at this green light and everyone's beeping at me, and I'm like, well, you know, you're supposed to go through the green lights. You never take my side. So, they don't actually want like solutions. Like they want you to just sit there and be like, well, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're at a green light. Got it. I've learned that. I sound like the Men's Warehouse guy right now. You guys remember those commercials? It's early here, so I sound like the guy.
I know.
Men's
when I was like, "We're gonna take you at 12," you're like, "Oh, that's 9 a.m. my time." I was like, "Ouch." Uh-huh. How are you?
Do you remember those? Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah.
You're gonna like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Okay, so sounds like you're the kind of guy that girls want to date, right, Trey?
You know, but you know what? You know what's funny? I thought that all throughout my 20s, and it's not true, especially where I come from. Girls would describe me specifically, and then I would meet them and they didn't want me. They wanted to complain. They wanted to complain that they wanted me because they wanted a guy who was a douchebag. They wanted a guy who was.
I think every girl wants the guy that's a douchebag, which is mind blowing to me.
They really, really, really do. And I'll tell you what, when I got a big following from my YouTube videos when I was younger, and dating girls was the easiest fucking thing in the world. I would literally get messages from girls just wanting to hang out, hot girls that just wanted to hang out. I'd go to DJs, they'd buy me drinks. I've never heard of that in my life.
Whoa. She's gotta be looking for dick to buy a guy drinks. Like, she's on a mission.
Yeah, but like, you wanna hear something funny? Is like, they would all, every single one of them would be like, oh, you're a lot nicer than I thought you were. And what that meant was, you're not as hot as I thought you were. Because
wow.
I, like,
is that what guy, when we say that, that's what guys take it as? Like,
Well, for me, well, listen, this is a very, like I said, it's very specific to my situation. Like, they wanted me to have a big head. They wanted me to think that I was the man.
I'm telling you, I think
hook
that's
up.
Is what all girls want. That's
no, I disagree. I think you were going to DJs.
I mean, also, you were at DJs.
You're at DJs. Yeah. A, first mistake. And B.
No, that is true. There is something to be said about that 100%, because the type of girls that I'm talking about are not.
Yeah.
Not the every girl.
And they're the girls
America.
That are, you know, like messaging, you know, like fangirls. Like,
they're fangirls.
You know what I mean?
They're
like,
groupies.
They're groupies. They're going to be a certain type of way and want a certain type of guy.
Do
but
you have a lot of groupies now? Because now you're hitting like, what, almost 80,000?
Well, I think what's really nice is they're very respectful to knowing that
your
I'm
girlfriend.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
And
good.
Also, it's like back when I was 20, 21, my age group was a lot more single. Now most of the girls my age are married anyway, so I also like graduated to realizing like, okay, after all those years of being out there and knowing mm-hmm. that girls from the Staten Island, New York area wanted a douchebag, they kind of do look at me as just entertainment. I don't know if they are sexually attracted to me.
Yeah.
I think it is just, you know, make me laugh, clown. I think that's basically.
Oh my God. Make me a balloon, clown.
Exactly.
This is where we're going. What do men want? They want like a little more than... they want a little depth.
So basically what...
Not every man, not every guy, though.
No, I know, but I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. I think a lot of men do want that. I think
that's what grabs them to begin with is the looks. And if there's something additional, great, but like not all of them need the additional, but it's good to have it.
You have to have something in common.
Because if they're not deep, why does she need to be deep? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like for the most part, and like that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone who had like... a second layer of like interestingness. So a real quick story, like I'm really into music, and my favorite band was at the time this band called Angels and Airwaves. It was the guys from Blink. He made his own band, right? And every time I would date girls from Staten Island, I would like kind of bring up that I liked them, and they would be like, what is that? Is that
Arrow.
A TV show? They had no idea, right?
Dan Miles.
So I go to DJs, speaking of DJs, and
stop going
you're a
there.
Huge fan. You're,
stop
you're,
going
you
there.
Have the t-shirt. I don't care what you say.
I love that place. That place was my church in the summer.
Oh, Lord.
That's my church.
So I go to DJs and I see this hot girl And I'm like, all right, I start talking to her. I start making fun of her like I normally did. That's what I, how I got girls. They loved when I made fun of them. So I would go in her iPod and I'd be like, let's see what you got. Oh, wow, Drake, how original, how unique. Oh, my God, Avicii, you're so deep. And then all of a sudden, this girl had Angels and Airwaves on her iPod.
Whoa.
And she had it was like this weird punk rock band, this stage in my life where I was really into them. And she had all of these like bands that I knew and I would usually tell girls from Staten Island about. And that's when I was like, okay, this one is for real. And that was how I met Leanna.
Whoa, that's
no
the story.
Way. You guys met at DJs?
Yep. Oh my, guys, it could happen.
I knew her. I knew her like from the island already. She knew my friend or something. So when I saw her at DJs, I was like, oh, there's that girl, Leanna. Like I knew her, but it wasn't like a big thing. But no, I've known plenty of people who met at DJs.
So obviously your wedding song has to be this song that like, this band.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean,
that needs to like.
The funny thing is like she doesn't even really like them that bad, but she just like had a bunch of like, she used to be like a weirdo, like in high school, like me into like punk rock.
Right.
And, like, you know, different.
What I'm hearing, I think, is that, so the look is what attracts you off the bat.
I think it's a three-step process. It's looks and then some type of conversation and then like the catch hook and sinker where
like
you
having
reel
something
them in.
In common and something to talk about.
Yeah, I need the emotional connection.
Yeah.
For me, that's... I mean, yeah, that what I do for a living is just what I just examine people and I make comedy about.
Right.
So I'm already out there and very, very different. I don't fit in most circles. I don't have a 9-to-5. Everything about me is the opposite of what quote unquote typical is.
Right.
So the person that I'm with, I feel like I wanted to embody that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very much an artist. She's very much different as well as a Staten Island girl that would understand where I come from.
But so also like, Leanna's hot. Like, let's just put it out there. Lana's gorgeous. So that's a bonus.
That's what
boner.
Boner. Boner. Boner. Bonus.
Boner jams on 3.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here for it.
I mean, yeah.
I think a lot of guys want that. They just, they're too dumb to honestly break through.
Yes.
And want that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But majority, I think you're right, is they're just, the guys are just shallow. And if you can find that one guy that's like willing to look past the looks and like dig a little deeper, that's the one that you're going to go for. But it's hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And that's not because, oh my God, this is the right time. It's like, oh, okay, me get married too now. There's just.
I pick things up and I put them down.
Bro, you've been hardened.
Exactly.
You've seen some cold shit.
I feel like you grew up in like a war zone somewhere.
Seriously. Holy shit.
No, I'm just a comedian.
He needs
and
a hug.
I see the world differently.
He needs a hug.
I can't live like a lot of people that I know who just wake up to the same thing every day and. Just get married because all their friends are getting married, have kids because all their friends are having kids. They don't think about, is it the right time? They just get married and they keep like, distracting themselves with shit. And I'm really not like, depressed about it. All of that is important to me. Like I think that's why I love Leanna so much because I'm able to have conversations with her and she doesn't like think I'm insane. She's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And like, I think that's why we have a good relationship because none of the other shit matters. It's just how I feel about her and how she feels about me mm-hmm. and how I can be better to her, how she can be better to me. It's nothing else. We don't give a shit.
I think that's everyone's goal.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get from you.
Happen,
That's what I was wanting to hear from you. That's it. That's what
you gotta make it a priority.
What you want from women. We just figured it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. We definitely needed to hear like another side because with my 17 pages of sex, head blowjobs and make me a sandwich and don't talk so much.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice to hear a little bit.
That's insane.
Thanks, Eric.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Okay, guys, with last week's episode, you know, there's no better sponsor than BetterHelp because opening up and being vulnerable and talking to someone is really what it's all about. And I have to tell you, it's helped me. So
the whole private in my own home thing really helped me because I have a really hard time like walking into a therapist's office.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just feel like everyone looks at me like, what is she here for? Like dissecting like what my problem is. And I'm like, I'd rather do it in the comfort of my own home and like my safe space.
And that's what BetterHelp is. It's online counseling that is there for you.
Yeah. You're getting it at your own time, your own pace. You can actually schedule secure video or phone sessions with them too. So you're not only just chatting with them, you can text them. You can keep them updated.
And they're licensed professional counselors who specialize in everything from depression to anxiety to trauma to grief.
Everything you share with them is 100% confidential. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one and they will change it for you with no additional charges. They have over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. Like it's having a smorgasbord of therapists to choose from and finding your perfect fit.
And you know what? Men's mental health is also really important. And I know men especially are afraid to make that call to go into a doctor's office. So
I think that's like a huge reason that men are the episode we're dissecting right now is because of mental health. Yes. A lot of it.
Half of y'all, most of y'all that we talk to, all the help. need better help. You need better help.
Yeah.
And you can thank us because Bad Examples listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code Bad Examples. Why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. Simply fill out the questionnaire and they'll assess you and get you matched with a counselor that you love. So it's actually very customized. It's not like they're just going to hand you over to some guy.
Right.
Like they will match you and pair you with someone that can actually help you. That's betterhelp.com/bad examples. Let's talk about Away. Away's concept is pretty simple. It's thoughtful luggage for modern travel.
Yeah, it's basically like a suitcase that does it all. It's literally lightweight. It's durable. It's lasting for a lifetime of travel. You're getting a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product. So, that's big because if I don't like it, I'm sending the shit back.
I mean,
but I've never heard
luggage is a big thing for me because, like, when you get married and you do a registry, everybody tries to buy you luggage, and, like, luggage just sucks. It's the worst.
No,
like,
it's
they don't
heavy.
Roll.
It's heavy.
They're heavy.
It's annoying.
I can't carry it.
No.
Away is light, it's smooth, it's everything your luggage should be.
They have a built-in compression pad. It helps you pack more of stuff in there. So, like, if you're a really terrible packer and you don't know how to, like, get all of your stuff in there, this is the perfect suitcase for you.
Yes.
It has a bunch of different offerings. There's different hand painting that you could do. It has 360 spinner wheels. It's a smooth ride. So, like, if you catch a corner, you're not, like, it's not tipping over. I hate that.
And this is what I thought was really genius. It has a TSA-approved combination lock to keep your belongings safe.
That's
when you
the
think
biggest
about it,
thing ever.
Imagine being out the airport and like you're just trusting that some asshole is not gonna like take your
rob
shit.
Your shit. No.
And guess what? When they see that lock, people aren't even gonna fuck with it.
No,
I like,
would.
I ain't trying to crack
no,
that shit.
No, it's not worth it. You're having a battery that's charging your phone.
Huge.
You have a removable luggage bag for separate and dirty clothes. That's huge. I always have to like bring a plastic bag with me because I'm like, I'll put all the dirty stuff in there so I can wash it when I get them. This literally comes with it. This suitcase is idiot proof. It's so easy. It's the best one you're going to get on the market.
Mm-hmm.
They also have carry-ons and then they have the big ones.
Yeah. And listen, they're designed to last a lifetime. If any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will arrange to have it fixed for you or replaced ASAP. So if some douchebag throws your luggage and breaks something, you don't have to worry about it. They'll replace it for you.
And they have a lot of different styles to choose from. They have an array of different colors. They have two different sizes.
That's the best. You literally pick whatever color you want to match
not only
your personality.
That, they have different fabrics for it. They have materials. They have
oh my God, Tracy, this is so up your alley.
I know. Like I'm very customizable like that. I like and they have two different sizes. So they have a smaller carry-on and a bigger carry-on, which is awesome because you could check both.
And guess what we love the most? You want to know what women love? We love free
saving
ass
money.
Shipping. Yeah. Free shipping on any Away order in the United States, Europe, and Australia. Oh, hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Okay, guys, you're getting $20, not even 20%, $20 off your suitcase. That's big. That's huge. You're going to go to visit awaytravel.com/bad examples. Use promo code bad examples during checkout.
$20 off. Visit awaytravel.com/bad examples. Use promo code bad examples.
Save yourself $20
yeah,
and charge
and get
your
a
phone.
Fucking pink luggage.
Yeah.
Because
pink
YOLO.
Luggage that charges your phone.
YOLO.
Hello?
Steven?
This is Steven.
Is this our favorite male baddie ever?
Bad boy?
I think it is.
This is our bad boy. Woo!
What's going on,
it's
ladies?
Jess and Tracy. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Listen, we need help because we're all over the
place.
We need
to pick me up because so far, the men we've talked to, what do men want? They seem to care about one thing, and it's sex and sandwiches. Do you have any other insight to offer us?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Thank you for your call.
No, I mean you want like companionship. You want, I mean, sex is important. Sandwiches are important.
Yeah.
All food is important, really. But you want like companionship. You want friendship. You want a best friend. You know what I mean?
Me and my wife are best friends,
and that's what we say all the time to each other. You're my best friend. You know, so.
Wow. All right.
What in life, like what you want from a partner? Like, can you name the top three things off the top of your head or tell us that one thing that you comes to your mind right away?
And tits is not frowned upon. If you say it and throw it in there, we'll give you the Hail Mary. It's fine.
Like someone to have your back, no matter what, whether it's through loss or whatever. I know Jess, you went through a miscarriage. Me and my wife had a miscarriage. Just being there for each other through that is, having each other's back.
I think that's nice to have, someone that has your back and is there for you.
Someone to help you grieve.
I guess guys call that like a ride or die.
Yeah.
Right?
What else?
Are you just thinking sex and you're trying to think of something else to say?
Are you literally just thinking? Yeah, you are.
I mean, sex is important, but it's all about compatibility, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not good with someone, then it's not going to work.
Right. So like having common interests, I guess, is.
Yeah. Like we love reality TV shows. I don't know. You know, stuff that we watch together, do together, go shopping, just common interests, you know?
All right. Yeah, that's good. Sweet. Okay. That's sweet. I have a little more love for humanity right now.
Barely.
We were just ripped apart by good old Ray.
Yeah. We needed a little pick me up.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a rough episode. I've learned a lot.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. But so there are other things that men look for, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to introduce a new segment called Denny's Do's and Don'ts.
This is maybe my favorite.
And the reason that this segment exists is because now my husband does not listen to the show, but Alan edits every episode, and I listen back, and I make edits myself. So I'll listen back, and I'll be in the kitchen, whatever. So, you know, Denny will be around, and he either comments and either says, wow, you're doing the right thing. Do that. That's great advice. Or that's a don't.
Yeah.
So I said, this is really, really great. And he wouldn't come on. So I got my notes to share with you guys, okay?
Yes.
So Denny's segment is always going to be commenting on something that we've said.
Yes.
Denny's dudes. And don't.
So Denny's big don't for this episode is don't look at your man's porn history.
No. Oh my God. That's all I do.
I know. That's what we told people to do. And I know so many women message us.
Why not?
So Dennis says there's a few reasons. He says, number one, because you will be horrified. He says,
yes, I have been horrified.
He said, number two, it doesn't always necessarily depict what your man's into for two reasons. And he said, A, the titles of the videos are not always accurate to what's going on.
So he's getting so in-depth of Pornhub.com. Like,
so
he's digging.
So he said that, like, so right now, like, stepbrother porn, stepsister porn is, like, in right now. So he said, like, every video is titled the same thing. So all of a sudden, you know, you're new to porn. You go on, you're like, oh, my husband's really into his stepsister. And he's got a stepsister.
Now you're freaking out.
B, he said, browsing sometimes leads... You know, you at one video and then it suggests another video. And he says, all of a sudden, you're in some weird shit that you never expected to get into and that you're not really into.
But you're also 7 minutes into the one video you didn't think you'd end up on. And then you're like, what?
It reminds me of, like, you know, when we stalk and all of a sudden you're so deep.
Yeah, you're on
stalking
your cousin's, ex's, nephew's, best friend's dog walker's page.
That's how he explained it. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And then C, which I think was the best, is he said, it's fantasy. He said, you know, he said, Jess, are you going to really, get naked for a 90-year-old Dr. Norris? And I said, no. He said,
Dr. Norris offering?
He said, does Dr. Norris turn you on when he grabs your boobs? I go, nope. He said, it's fantasy. Like, and that is the most important. So that is Denny's don't for this episode. Do not look at your man's porn history.
Bad examples.
We're bad examples.
Yet again, because we have told you to search your man's history so many times. I felt like I have such benefits from it, though, so I don't know.
I agree. And I've given him that side of it too, where I'm like, yeah, but like, I know there are certain things he goes through that I know
that's
he
like
likes.
A constant like yes. category that he'll end up at. Yeah. Yes.
But I think in general, like, what I think he really wants to say is like, that's my private stuff.
Yeah.
And
he's like, get your fucking hands off my porn. That's what he wants you to say. So he's giving you his don'ts in such a nice, manly manner.
All right. So
we need
to wrap
Alan.
It up.
We need him.
We need Alan so bad.
Baddie daddy time.
Baddie daddy time.
By the way, I text Jess and Alan on Father's Day.
I literally yes, wrote.
Yes, you did, you sicko. I wrote, happy Father's Day, baddie daddy. Thanks for raising us two non-techie losers and completely scarring you for life. We love you.
Hey, baddies. It's Alan. I've been asked by Jessica and Tracy to tell you my thoughts on what men want. And I'm going to talk about three things. I'm going to talk about, personal life. I'm going to talk about romantic life. Talk about career. I'm going to start with career because we're right here. Career-wise, I think men want to feel like they have power.
Power.
Men want, a lot of men said that.
To feel like they're accomplishing something. Whether it's that they end the day off and they look back on what they've done for the day and they're like, I feel good about this. Or they believe what they're doing is ultimately going to make something better for someone else down the road. And that's how I feel. That's what I want to do.
So
personal life.
Hold on. I'm going to pause this. So Alan really.
He's
I mean,
awesome.
He's
saying everything guys are saying.
He's saying it
but
in
the
a more
way.
Appropriate way. Yep. All right. Carry on.
Personal life. I think you want to feel safe. You want to feel like you're somewhere you're not going to end up, without any money, without a life jacket, without someone there to help you out. So you want to make sure you have friends. I think men want to surround themselves with people that hype them up and fuck around with them, but like help them do better. Mm. Romantic life.
Yeah, romantic boy. Life. Get into it.
I think you want someone that you can trust. I think men want someone.
Trust.
That can help.
Not one of these fuckers said trust.
No.
They said loyalty, but that's different.
No, loyalty is you don't suck anyone's dick but mine. Trust is not something that they said.
Nothing.
No.
Men want someone that can help make them laugh.
Love
I think
that.
Men want someone that make them feel safe. And yes. At the same time,
men are too pussy to say that they want
like
someone to make them
a lot
feel
of risks.
Safe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's what I've found, which is why we've set our... wedding month. We're getting married in October of 2020.
Woo! Yeah, Alan! Wow. Oh, that's a nice... All right. So, you know what? I was going to end this episode on a bitter-ass fucking note.
No. Let's be happy.
That's a really
Daddy
nice
Daddy
news.
Comes through.
Congratulations, Alan. That is going to be a fun wedding to crash.
Yes. Don't invite us so we could crash it.
What did we learn, Tracy? We learned that men are simple
as
fuck.
Not only simple, they're fucking assholes. And
they're
we
assholes.
Have to just take them for what they are because they're never going to change. Thousands and thousands of years, they have always wanted the same thing.
Yes. Like, we were trying to get so deep
we
and, like, trying
to pull
really
it out
pull
of
it.
The guys.
No,
it's so surface.
It's so surf. It's so simple.
The shallowest thing I think I've heard since 2013 was, I picked my wife because I knew she would never get fat. I'm writing that on my fucking bumper sticker, and I'm selling it because that is the most epic and honest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I don't hate him for it. That's how we felt about it, and that's how we picked her. A lot of guys are going to be like, oh, I picked her because she had really nice tits, so I was like, I could fuck those forever.
Yeah.
But he said a different version of that, like, I knew she would never get fat.
Yeah.
I'm not into fat girls, so
yeah.
Okay. So, like, we can't hate on this. Like, they're at least being honest with
they're
us.
They're being again, if we could take unpeel the layers
yeah,
back
layers,
on what
layers.
The...
They're like
yeah,
ogres.
What they're saying, what Ray is trying to say is that he has a type, so he found someone that was...
Always going to be his type.
That was going to always be
because
his type.
Because he doesn't want to cheat on her, so she'll always be his type.
Right.
And she gives blowjobs before work trips. So, like, where's the fucking...
What a
where's
woman.
The downfall here?
I'll marry her, too.
Yeah. Let's all marry her. Fuck, man. He's really figured out life.
He's figured out life.
He had his 20s. He screwed everyone that walked by him. And then he found the skinny girl who sends him off on, the right way.
And birthed him a son.
And
look
birthed
at that.
Him an adorable... namesake child.
Well, On that note, I don't know why we ever thought we'd get a real answer from someone who uses the word pork sword.
Well, thank you for everyone for listening.
Thank you.
We're really sorry.
We are never going to try to figure out
men again.
We're never
going to do this again. So enjoy this episode because we'll never try this
ever
again.
What we will keep doing is to try to unpeel these layers and to figure out how to one-up these guys and be smarter than them and play them.
We'll try.
Play the games right back.
Yeah. If we find ways around this system, we'll let you know.
We promise.
But as of right now, we're totally fucked. So
totally
enjoy
fucked.
Whatever man you could find, basically. Goodbye.
Thank you to Dimly Wit.
Thank you for Alan for giving us that
Daddy Daddy
sweet conclusion to our obnoxious show. thank you for everyone for listening. Download, subscribe, send to a friend.
Don't send this one to
don't
anyone.
Send this one, maybe. Send our last episode to a friend. This one I'm sorry about. I don't even know why I thought I could try to understand men.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.